Welcome back, folks, to Adrian and Anthony's Musical Adventures. This is Adrian.
I'm Anthony, and tonight is Celtic and Pub Tunes.
That's right, another one of those shows. I mean, I guess we had a Celtic show before, not with the Pub Tunes, although we did have Pub Tunes in them. Yeah, that was a pretty great last set. How are you going to top this one, Anthony?
Oh, we're going to top it with a couple of my very favorite bands, Adrian, kicking it off with the Dropkick Murphys.
Tell the story, this life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, and then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, lay this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass, I saw beauty to the north. Drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo, in a rose tattoo.
In a rose tattoo, in a rose. night, I'm running again, the pub where I was born. He played it from the night time to the peaceful early morn. He served the souls of psychos and the men who had the horn, and they all looked very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours. Pretty well, other man brought strong man his decks, and he had too many pairs. So I sad to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving, and he took the rod for God knows in the morning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song of times long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. The years went by, the times were changed, I grew to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sir Sally McLennan. I took the cheers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I prayed the pump and took the hump and watered whiskey down, and took the hoes and horses to the men and drank the brown. I heard the sight of Jimmy's making money far away, and some people left for heaven without warning. We walked him to the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang them a song of times long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing them again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people, they are scared to cough, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain, and we kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song of times long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan.
Was hard at work, the devil appeared from hell. He had a roll of copper and a bag of blood and nails. The devil said, and the chip, take these nails and copper roll, but you also have to take this rod and I will take your soul. Chip despised the rat and the rat squealed and hissed, but the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he'd get rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with the step to turn the back. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right and he beat him in the eye. The sinners hit the river rocks, fell under Satan's spell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A bit, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master and I'll get you, Chip. A lemon goes a bit, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master. That
chased Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stumbled to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the planks they chew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. A pip, a yard before the ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard before the ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard before the ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard before the ship. A Satan is my master, I got you, Chip.
All right, that was Chip by the Real McKenzies. Before that, we heard Sally McLennan by the Pogues and kicked it off with Rose Tattoo by the Dropkick Murphys.
Yes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your favorite Celtic band there, Anthony?
The Mahones or the Pogues?
I don't know. Which one is
it? All right. We'll talk about the Pogues. So if you're on YouTube, there's a great documentary from the BBC in 1997 called The Great Hunger, The Life and Songs of Shane McGowan. And a very interesting documentary to watch. Yes, Shane McGowan's a drunken train wreck, as always. However, to hear other people interpret his songs and the impact that those songs have had on them is just absolutely amazing to watch and listen to. Now, the one that surprised me the most actually was Sinead O'Connor. Not a fan at all. Was not a fan. Did not like her on any level. And saw her doing some of Shane McGowan's songs a cappella through this documentary. And just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she's got a great voice. Really, really great voice. I'm surprised that she didn't like it to begin with. I mean, I don't know why.
Yeah, no. So definitely worth checking out. The Great Hunger, The Life and Songs of Shane McGowan. All right, so that's the end of segment 3. We will be back with segment 4 after this break.